8,000.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, May 11th. Currently with mostly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Wichita Police Department's hosting a second chance Thursday to help resolve traffic warrants. The city's municipal court, the DMV, and Next Step will be at the Manissa Community Building from 9 to 5 on June 1st to answer questions, resolve traffic fines, and help with driver's license issues. Other second chance events in the past have been successful, and there are more planned for the future. The Topeka Performing Arts Center will be the site of a very special concert tomorrow night. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Local hip-hop artist J. Quarry Guest, otherwise known as JQ, will put on a special performance to make good on a promise. Award-winning musician Guest said he made the promise when he was working at Shawnee Heights Elementary School as a teacher. Guest is an active part of the Topeka community, serving as a youth minister. The event is free. Doors will open at 6 p.m. with the show starting at 6:30. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Thanks, Roxanne. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2002, a bipartisan bill that creates two sales tax exemptions that will increase available resources for suicide prevention and provide services for elderly and disabled Kansans. Governor Kelly said the area agencies on aging and the Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ are vital to the lives of Kansans, so this bill stretches the impact of the funds they receive, furthering their ability to improve the quality of life for those that they serve. The sales tax exemption will help Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ increase its ability to provide suicide prevention training and raise awareness of mental health resources in communities across the state. The tax exemption for area agencies on aging will expand their ability to serve Kansas seniors and individuals with disabilities through increased accessibility, services, and community. Julie Govert with the Area Agency on Aging stated that Kansas Area Agencies on Aging are the force behind essential services that older Kansans, people living with disabilities, and caregivers need to maintain their well-being in their communities and in their homes. She said this bill will help older Kansans and caregivers receive those services, including support for senior centers, friendship meals and home-delivered meals, and other in-home services to maintain an independent, positive quality of life. On Wednesday, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas introduced bipartisan legislation with Senator Peter Welch of Vermont that would give livestock and poultry producers greater access to consumers nationwide. Right now, meat and poultry cannot be sold across the state lines unless it was processed at a USDA-inspected facility. The Direct Interstate Retail Exemption for Certain Transaction Act, or DIRECT, creates a narrow exemption to allow small producers and butchers more flexibility for interstate sales without compromising food safety or jeopardizing international trade market access. Senator Marshall said that during the pandemic, they saw firsthand the resiliency challenges of the food sector, where millions of people stopped going to restaurants and started looking to cattle producers to source their beef directly from the farm. However, unfortunately, the number of USDA-inspected facilities needed to meet consumer demand was lacking. He said the Direct Act creates a small and simple exemption to allow state-inspected butchers to sell meat and poultry online directly to a household consumer. If Kansans can buy meat directly from their butcher, then the butcher should be able to sell their meat to consumers out of state as well. Senator Welch added that as small farms face profound challenges every day, the Direct Act will help small meat and poultry producers find new markets and keep their businesses thriving. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can begin signing up for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program through May 26th. Among CRP enrollment opportunities, Grassland CRP is a unique working lands program allowing producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while conserving grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity as well as healthier soil. Dennis McKinney, the Farm Service Agency State Executive Director in Kansas, stated that Grassland CRP clearly demonstrates that agricultural productivity and conservation priorities complement and enhance one another. He said the strength of this program lies in its many benefits. The program helps producers and landowners produce and maintain diverse wildlife habitat, sequester carbon in the soil, and support sound, sustainable grazing. More than 3.1 million acres were accepted through the 2022 Grassland CRP sign-up from agricultural producers and private landowners. That sign-up, the highest ever for the program, reflects the continued success and value of investments in voluntary, producer-led, working lands conservation program. The current total participation in Grassland CRP is 6.3 million acres, which is part of the 23 million acres enrolled in CRP opportunities overall. Since 2021, the USDA's Farm Service Agency, which administers all CRP programs, has made several improvements to Grassland CRP to broaden the program's reach, including creating two national priority zones to put focus on environmentally sensitive land, such as that prone to wind erosion. Enhancing offers with 10 additional ranking points to producers and landowners who are historically underserved, including beginning farmers and military veterans. And leveraging the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program to engage historically underserved communities within tribal nations in the Great Plains. Landowners and producers interested in Grassland CRP or any other CRP enrollment option should contact their local USDA service center to learn more or to apply for the program before the deadlines. A Kansas Highway Patrol vehicle was hit while the trooper was helping a driver on the side of the road. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the crash happened shortly after 2 p.m. when the trooper's vehicle was hit from behind. The trooper was trapped inside his patrol vehicle when help arrived, but he was conscious and alert. Kansas law requires all drivers to move over or slow down for emergency personnel and road crews when flashing lights are visible. The Kansas Highway Patrol asks that you please do your part to help the troopers go home to their loved ones, and you can make a difference and help save someone's life by moving over and slowing down. In Nebraska news, a 33-year-old man from Broken Bow, Nebraska, is facing serious charges after being accused of child abuse, sexual assault, and other offenses. According to court records from the Custer County District Court, Blake Chapin has been charged in Custer County with felony child abuse and two counts of third-degree sexual assault. Chapin is accused of physically abusing a child who is less than 5 years old, and the alleged abuse includes punching and pushing the child, as well as causing burn marks with a lighter. The child's injuries were discovered during a medical examination. In addition to the child abuse charges, Chapin is accused of sexually assaulting a teenager who is younger than 16 years old. Court records say the assault allegedly occurred during Christmas of last year. Chapin is currently scheduled to be arraigned in district court on June 1st. The Custer County Attorney's Office is handling the case, and additional details could be released as the investigation continues. An Alda man that has been charged in three different cases with multiple pivot wire thefts has taken a plea deal. Hall County District Court records show 57-year-old Charles Swisher pled no contest to four counts of theft by unlawful taking, more than $5,000, one count of theft by unlawful taking, $1,500 to $4,999, and five counts of criminal mischief, more than $5,000. In exchange for his plea, prosecutors dismissed 6 counts of second-degree trespassing and 3 counts of criminal mischief. Swisher is scheduled to appear in Hall County District Court for sentencing at 1:30 p.m. on July 6th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas Tourism announced that $421,820 in attraction development grants have been awarded to 10 recipients, including Trigo County. And this funding will be used to develop new tourism attractions or enhance existing sites across the state. Attraction development grants assist in the development of travel experiences that will influence visitors' travel decisions. The program also spurs economic growth through the creation of jobs, capital investment, revenue, and the number of visits. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said these grants are essential investments in the growth and development of communities across the state, and supporting new and exciting attractions enhances both the visitor experience and the quality of life for existing Kansas residents. An additional $2,064,910 in matching funds will result in a total of $3,441,517 that will be invested in all of the approved projects. The funds for Trigo County will be used for the Trigo Skyview Foundation, which was awarded $44,400 with the vision to build a drive-in movie theater. The attraction development grant recipients were chosen based on the project's economic impact to the state, availability of leveraged funding, ability to complete the project within 18 months, and the presence of a sound business and marketing plan. The grant dollars may fund up to 40% of a project, with the community or business funding the remaining 60%. The National Weather Service, or NWS, confirmed that there was a tornado near Selden on Wednesday evening. According to the NWS, the tornado touched down at 5 p.m., 15 miles north of Hoxie, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. According to the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department, 2 outer buildings were hit, removing the roof off of one. Windows from farm machinery and vehicles were broken out. At least 3 irrigation sprinklers were overturned, and several road signs were broken off or destroyed. The Sheridan County Sheriff's Department said that due to flooding in Selden, emergency personnel had to slow traffic due to standing rainwater on U-83 highway. No injuries were reported. One person was injured in an accident just before 3 p.m. on Wednesday in Decatur County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2013 Ford Escape driven by Susan Brandemir Brown, 51 of Arvada, Colorado, was westbound on U.S. 36, 1 mile east of U.S. 83. The SUV was approaching a westbound 1999 Mack truck and trailer driven by Trent Townsend, 56 of Oberlin, and the SUV attempted to pass as the truck began to make a left turn. The SUV collided with the left side of the truck, and after impact, both of the vehicles traveled south off of the highway and came to rest in the south ditch in a windbreak. EMS transported Brown to the hospital in Oberlin, and Townsend was not transported for treatment. Both of the drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Funeral services for Susan Thompson, 72 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, May 15th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Susan Thompson Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Graveside services for Dwayne Sell, 71 of Long Island, will be held at 3 p.m. on Monday, May 15th at the Farmingdale Cemetery, 4 miles northeast of Almena on Road E14. The family has requested that blue jean attire be worn for the services. Memorial contributions may be made to the Farmingdale Cemetery or the Kansas FFA Foundation, and please note Dwayne Sell Memorial on the memo line. Memorials may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences can be left at plumbergobber.com. Memorial services for Norma Wagoner, 99 of Norton, will be held on Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be soft shell taco, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools at 1 p.m., the MCL High School Varsity Golf at TMP. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The high today should be near 77 and breezy, with an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. And the chance of precipitation today is 80%, with new rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m., and some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. We should have a low around 52 tonight with a southeast wind around 15 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the evening, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 80%. On Friday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Should be partly sunny on Friday with a high near 74 and the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Friday night, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 50. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 79. On Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 72. On Monday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., should be mostly cloudy with a high near 69. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 77. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Royals secured at least a series split as they took down the Chicago White Sox 9-1 at Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium to take a 2-1 series lead in the four-game set. Brad Keller took the mound to start for the Royals and turned in his best start in well over a week. Keller went 5 innings for the Royals, allowed 1 run on 3 hits, though he did still walk 4 batters, but was able to earn the victory. After struggling Tuesday night, the offense exploded once again over the Royals' recent hot stretch. The Royals scored their 9 runs on 14 hits on the night. The team was 5-for-9 runs in scoring position and had home runs from Nick Prado, Michael Massey, and Edward Olivares. 7 of the 9 starters on the night had hits in the contest, while 3 had multi-hit affairs. Salvador Perez had a pair of hits and drove in a run on his 33rd birthday, while Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey each collected 3 hits on the night. The Royals will now look to earn their second series win of the year as they take on the White Sox in the series finale this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10 p.m. KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castro.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
Good morning. A deep area of low pressure is moving from the Rockies into the Plains, and this will be firing up thunderstorms as we go into the afternoon and evening. The Storm Prediction Center has at least a level 2 risk of severe weather over much of Kansas, and there is a level 3 risk of strong to severe thunderstorms from Colby and Goodland all the way into Great Bend, Garden City and Dodge City, and further southeast into Wichita. This is where we may see large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes today. A flood watch posted in northwestern Kansas. Scattered storms this afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 60s. In north central Kansas, thunderstorms today or high temperature in the upper 70s. And in northeastern Kansas, we're expecting scattered storms to increase this afternoon with a high 75. Southwestern Kansas, areas of thunderstorms possible today with a high in the low 80s. In south-central Kansas, same story with a high around 80 this afternoon. And in southeastern Kansas, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Cattle tried to push higher yesterday, but failed. The potential for higher cash this week began to dim as a few cattle traded yesterday. Hogs traded higher for a time, but the caution of traders overcame the optimism. Now, corn futures are trading lower Thursday morning ahead of the release of the export sales at 7:30. Now, soybeans are lower Thursday morning as well, and the November contracts did make a new low overnight. Wheat prices are lower again this morning as the forecast is putting up more rainfall into the drought areas of the Southwest. We have yet to see a major impact in crop condition ratings, but any rainfall at this time of the year will help with the yields on the acres that are not severely impacted. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up.